Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Delighted to say I'm joined by the wonderful and effervescent and delightful Mr. Tony Cantwell.
Hello. Effervescent, like fizzy water.
You're like fizzy water. Mm. You're refreshing.
I am.
Sparkling.
You know, my brother, he does these games nights and the forfeit is he has to drink sparkling water. Isn't that the lamest thing you've ever heard? Like, the loser of FIFA has to drink sparkling water.
But is that because, like a lot of people, sparkling water makes no sense? Just like, I'm one of those people. I don't really get it.
Okay.
Like, water's great. I drink water all the time. I've got a giant, for some reason, foam rolling water bottle. Don't worry about that. Someone gave it to me and I kept it.
Wow.
But I drink a lot of water and I'm fine with it. And at home, I drink pints and pints of water. But sparkling water to me, I don't know why water has to have a taste.
Yeah, no, I totally understand what you mean. I don't know, I kind of got into it. I'm a Northsider. Now I live on the South Side, you know.
So you have to kind of make a change.
You know, it's what you're served, you know. Like beforehand, it would have been like, still a sparkling toilet, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Whatever you got, you know. But now I have to up my stakes a little bit.
Your comedy tour is called You Cry Weird. I'm so glad somebody else is talking about crying. Whatever you're talking about like,
sure.
I'm such a crier, okay? Mm-hmm. And I realized that, like, my kids have now started to realize that I'm a crier. So during, you know, Finding Nemo or Coco or whatever movie we're watching, they now wait for the emotional bit and they all turn around. Well, particularly my 11-year-old twin girls just go, and they're like nudging each other going, and I'm sitting there going, don't. And then these like little tears pop out.
Oh my God.
I'm so bad at that.
Especially those examples that you gave, like, yeah, you know, Marlon finds out that his 800 eggs have been demolished. And then he says, a little thing. And then that owl one there trying to remember, me. You know, oh my God. I am. And my kids actually hate it.
My kids,
you know, I try and assert, you know, non toxic male kind of, you know. Things around the house, so I'm like, hey, look, kids, I'm about to cry, look. And then they're like, no, you're not. And then they see it and they're like, no, we hate this. Yeah.
And would it just be the movie things, or are there other things that would set you off? Like my Instagram is terrible. And not just when people start slagging off radio presenters on Instagram.
Hey,
not those Irish comedians. No, I'm like I surround myself with really kind of those nice videos. So then my algorithm feeds me more.
Yes.
So at any point, like often I use my phone when I'm walking around and go to the bathroom, maybe I shouldn't be doing that, but I am. And I'm walking back from the bathroom and like I might be worried. And people probably think, oh, poor Dave, he was crying in the toilet. I'm like, I just watched a dog being reunited after 2 years. Like, that's what's getting my heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think I used to kind of cry at those kind of memes, you know, like, oh, been away in Oz for like 6 years. And then I'm crying and I'm like, hang on, why 6 years though? Yeah. Why 6 years? That's actually way too long.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Father hasn't seen his son in 24 years. Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, they're crying now, but there's going to be a serious word been had.
Investigation.
Serious investigation.
Yeah.
No, it was actually because it was, I cry weird and I cry at really weird things, and that's where the show came from. It came from where, like a couple of years ago, me and my lad mates were hanging out in a free gaff and we found this treadmill and we all started running on it.
Oh, wow.
And we were having a great crack. And then it got to me and I didn't want to run on it because I grew up chubby and I don't like public displays of athletics. Like,
yeah.
I ruined my brother-in-law's five-a-side. You know, at a stag do, because I was like, I'm not playing. Like, I do not do.
You were the guy who just wouldn't. Yeah.
And he was like, there's nine of us, please. Like,
please be the tenth guy, yeah.
And I'm like, no. So, but then I ran on this treadmill, and then I ran for longer than I thought I could run, and I started bawling, crying in front of like 15 lads. And then I started therapy for like the third time the next day.
Okay,
and
wow.
that's what the show is about. Like,
okay.
So all the examples in the show where I cry is kind of like, you know, you probably wouldn't cry at these and it's not for the obvious reason, but
right.
I find it funny in retrospect. Well,
yeah. I'm glad in retrospect you've done enough therapy that you can now find
now find it very funny.
That is excellent.
Yeah.
Well, you will catch Tony touring the country. He'll be in Greystones, Portlaoise, Blanchardstown, Cork, Howth, Galway, Dublin, Cork. There's a load of dates there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a singular location in which we can find all the information we require to go
yes,
and see
certainly.
You.
Certainly on my social at Tony Horror on Instagram, and there's a little website, you click on that and get all the tickets.
Clickety click, click, click away. Do you support football?
No.
Okay.
No. I was raised a Liverpool fan. My brother, also a fellow content creator, is
Andy Cantwell. Hilarious.
He's very, very funny. Yeah, all right, well, we're talking about me right now.
Sure, yeah. Don't go see him. Go see Tony.
No, he's a big Liverpool and Liverpool YouTube kind of guy, you know. Although I actually tried to change my team before.
Okay.
And I feel like that's like the toughest thing for people to even tolerate.
Well, I had that with my eldest. So
okay.
He's now 16 and I'll be honest with you, he loves playing football, doesn't really have an interest in watching football or supporting a team. So I'm a Man United household, so my wife's a Spurs fan, but all the kids were red baby girls before they could move, kind of thing. And he was about maybe 7 or 8, and then Man City started to win things. And a few of his mates were Man City fans, so he just became a Man City fan.
Oh, yeah.
And what could I do? And at one point, we were on a holiday in Cork, a family holiday. We were walking, just the two of us, kind of slightly ahead of everyone. And I said to him, you know, like, I'm never going to bring it to the Etihad. Like, it's never going to, as a United fan, it's never going to happen. Do you not think, because you don't really, like, for example, City, I think that year had won the treble, possibly. They did something amazing, as usual. And he didn't really care, you know what I mean? Whereas his younger brother, United had lost in the Europa League final in a penalty shootout that David Hayes won. He cried for 2 hours, like, you know, and I was like, that's what following a football team is. I was like, why don't you just become a United fan? Then at least I'll bring you with me to Old Trafford. And he went, yeah, fine. And then just immediately flipped back into a United fan. I was like, okay, job done.
Yeah, that's great. See, it's, you know, I'll never bribe my kids. That's what you always say before your kids. You know, but now you need to sell your morals and you get this holiday.
100%.
Yeah, whatever works. Whatever gets them on the flight.
Anne says, does Tony still cry at nothing? Or did he figure out why it happens? I'm the same. It drives me crazy. E.g. chatting with a stranger in the Lidl line who tells me her daughter just had a baby and I'm trying to hold back the tears like a fool, Suzanne. I mean, it's a nice thing to hear
from
someone.
That's very sweet.
It is, but...
No, I'm very too self-centered. It has to be about me.
Okay.
Fair. It has to be about me.
Brendan says, Christopher Nolan and Hans Zimmer get me crying far too easily. Inception, Interstellar, Dunkirk, sobbing through the last half hour of each. I mean... That's their aim, I guess.
I mean, it really is, you know. I mean, seeing Matthew McConaughey just watching the, you know, the video of his kids getting older, you know, like, which is one of my favorite memes of, like, replacing that with, like, the new Star Wars trailer.
Yes. Let's talk about the podcast for a second, because obviously it puts you in front of a microphone and you have to do what we do here. But you guys, like, it's just such a riot. Like Young Hot Guys, like, it's genuinely so much fun. So yourself, Shane Angerburn, Killing the Sunderman, why the three of you, if you don't mind me asking, in the sense that, like, I'm sure there are tons of comics, but are you three, were you already super close friends?
Not at all, actually. And I've said this before, well, like, we kind of did this weird kind of, there was this weird meme where I was feeling obsolete during the pandemic and I was like, oh, I'm a has-been, and I genuinely got my ear pierced again. And I was honest on Instagram. I was like, I'm after getting my ear pierced because, you know what? Young hot guys like Shane Daniel Byrne and Killian Sunderman, they've got their ear pierced. And then Killian posted, he was like, well, you know, we'd like to officially welcome Tony to the Young Hot Guys. And then we just started, like, just messaging back and forth. And, you know, and then we'd see each other at gigs and stuff like that. And then the first time we actually all met together, we were doing this fundraiser, like, kind of nudie calendar together. So that's, and then, like, literally the first time we met each other, we're like getting our kit off and we're like, you know, and then just since then, we've just really been quite good and pally. And it's also nice to have comedian mates who have done the whole recording videos, bedroom kind of comedians and stuff. So it's rare to have the kind of the live and the online. And we just, and also we're just a bunch of softy boys as well.
Something like it. It's a great podcast. I highly recommend it. You recently did the Hot Press gig, which Today FM was heavily involved in. But I wonder, because I've performed on stage. I'm a musician before I was a radio, so I've performed on stages. I've also been I won't say a comedian, I never use that term, but I have done live comedy tours.
You're a funny guy.
No, come on, it's different. But anyway, I've been up on stage, spoofed my way through that. I've done both. I can't imagine how, or is it difficult? Maybe I'm wrong, but how difficult it is to do comedy in between musical, genuine musical acts. Is that a challenge?
Yeah, it felt like, yeah. I mean, I've done it before at, like, small, I did it like comedy at, like, a rap gig in a basement one time, and it was just, and I'm like, anyway, just a couple of little bits here. I even been on MSN Messenger recently. That was my open, like, MSN Messenger. And they're like, bro, get off, what are you talking about, mate? Don't hear any of this. But no, I suppose there was a willing spirit in the Three Arena for it to go well, but it feels different. There's, like, a time delay because of the sound, and it's 10 o'clock and people are drunk, so it's kind of like, and then you hear the laughs, and they kind of happen like droplets, like distant droplets and
stuff. Interesting.
And you just have to kind of proceed as usual, you know? You're a bit rote, you're not really getting the connection to the room. But I just couldn't believe how big I was on the big screen.
I know, that's the greatest thing. I've done that Three Arena stage and it's insane. It is insane to feel yourself up there. It's great. But that was obviously part of the Hot Press kind of celebration, 50 years, and loads of Irish acts there. We're doing a thing at the moment on Today FM. We're on the run-up to St. Patrick's weekend. We're counting down the 100 greatest ever Irish songs. Tony, what do you think? What you can give me a few. Obviously, it's hard to narrow down, but unless you have one singular one. But is there, what do you love?
Do you know, I love Old Town by Phil Lynott. Gillian would be angry if I said Lynott.
Yeah.
Phil Lynott. I just love it. And I just love, you know, he's in the long haul. He's on the Ha'penny. And it's just, you know, it's certainly Dublin number one for me. Yeah, but generally, just, I don't know. It's just, it's one of those songs you could cover and anyone could cover. And it just sounds so modern, doesn't age at all. I love Fair. That tune.
We played Sarah, actually, earlier on today. One of my favorite things. This is songs and absolutely beautiful.
Mm.
Amazing. Great answer. Thank you very much for coming in. You go see Tony Cantwell. He is touring all around the country, all through February, March and April. Go to @TonyHorror on Instagram. Check out his socials and then get onto his link tree or whatever it is and find out the dates. Perfect. Get yourself tickets. Do not be disappointed. Go and see You Cry Weird with Tony Cantwell. Tony, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Dave Moore on Today FM.